Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. By now, most of you have probably heard the dismal Bureau of Labor Statistics report last Friday that the Consumer Price Index for the 12 months through November were up 6.8%. Further, this was supposedly the greatest 12 months increase in this statistic since June 1982. As bad as that report claimed, it was fake news. The accurate increase in consumer prices was actually much higher than the government is pretending in this report. The Bureau of Labor Statistics periodically changes the methodology by which it calculates its data on prices and employment. It probably should not surprise you that whenever the standards are changed, the new data magically shows results more favorable to what the government wants people to believe. For instance, the new methodologies show lower price increases or lower unemployment. There is a researcher named John Williams who takes the current BLS data and recalculates them using past BLS methodology. Using 1990 BLS methodology, he computed that the 12-month increase in consumer price index through last month to be just over 10%. He also analyzed what the result would be if he used the BLS methodology from 1980. This process would show that consumer prices rose 15% in the 12 months through November. If you think about it, the public reaction would have been more dramatic last Friday if they were told that the annual increase in consumer prices was more than 10% or even 15% instead of the lower rate that was actually reported. Don't expect the regular media to expose the government's deception in trying to have people believe that prices are not increasing as fast as they are. You may want to go to John Williams' website at shadowstats.com to get a more accurate picture of what is really going on in the American economy. At Williams' website, you can find useful information on the money supply, unemployment, inflation, the gross domestic product, and the value of the U.S. dollar. Or maybe you can contact those in the regular media to ask them why they aren't reporting these more accurate economic statistics. That's it for now. Be sure to come back Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or McDonald Broadcasting.